Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, this Penn State story regarding the firing of head football coach Joe Paterno is the biggest story in the country. Hollywood, no exception. Ashton Kutcher tweeting about it last night, and now he's basically turned over his tweets to a PR firm. What exactly happened? Well, we'll find out from HollyScoop.com's Diana Madison. Diana, thank you for the time. And Ashton Kutcher now even taken into this whole Penn State story. Are you surprised that, like, he's not tweeting for himself anymore?
Well, here's the thing. You would think that this guy has been under so much negative publicity surrounding him, would try to control his tweets, and to be honest with you, his tweets are the reason why he's gotten in trouble. And now here comes this guy, Ashton Kutcher, protecting someone who's dealing with child molestation, and this is a guy who actually works with his estranged wife, Demi Moore, and helping organizations dealing with people who are molested by, you know, adults. So you would think that he would be cautious of his tweets, but in fact, no, he puts out a tweet supporting this guy. He's in major, major trouble. Everybody's responding on Twitter right now, going crazy on him. I don't know what he has to do right now to protect himself, but he's completely tarnished his reputation.
He tweeted out last night after hearing that Penn State had fired Coach Joe Paterno that he couldn't believe that he was actually fired. It's hard. Now he's coming back and saying he didn't know the full story, the fact that he was fired because, now the reports are coming out that Joe Paterno knew about somebody else on his coaching staff molesting. Now they're saying up to 40 different charges, all these different children that are coming forward and saying that they're molested. It's a sad story, but from Ashton's perspective, like you mentioned, he works with all these charities, including one to prevent child sex slaves, right?
Yes, and here's the thing. He immediately tweeted, you know, I heard he was fired. He put his reaction out there. If he just, like, took some time to, like, turn on the TV or go online and see what's going on in the world, he would know that this is the biggest story. This is all over the place. I mean, you can't really ignore it or deny it or go away from it.
And that's a great point, Diana. The fact that this is such a huge story, and Ashton Kutcher has over 8 million followers on Twitter, like, how does he not know the full story before he posts that, right?
And he's a Twitter-holic. Like, he's always on Twitter. To be honest with you, the first time I heard about this news was on Twitter. So it's kind of strange for someone like Ashton Kutcher, who's on it 24/7,
right,
to even know about it.
And Joe Paterno and Penn State and now the interim coach, all of these terms have been trending worldwide on Twitter, too. This has been an unavoidable story at all. And Ashton Kutcher now even into the mix. And like you mentioned, he's had his some other PR problems with all of these infidelity reports that Holly Scoop's been talking about, right?
Yes, you know, he's been, there's rumors that he cheated on Demi Moore with these girls in San Diego. And there was a whole story about the hot tub and how he was, you know, intoxicated. So maybe he should just lay off of the partying and all the other stuff and just, like, he's more focused.
Seriously, exactly. Just kind of go hide away for a little bit and don't take the iPhone with you. Well, keeping him honest as always out there in Hollywood. HollyScoop.com's Diana Madison. Diana, as always, thank you for the 411.
Thank you.